Today is the third Sunday of Easter, Year B. The date is the 14th of April, 2024. The theme arising from today's Gospel, believing is seeing. In the Gospel for today, Luke chapter 24, verses 35 through 48, we have one of Luke's three accounts of the post-resurrection appearances of Jesus. The two disciples had just returned from Emmaus. They were recounting what had happened on the road, as they said, and how he had been made known to them in the breaking of the bread. Then Jesus mysteriously appears in their midst. He proclaims, "Peace be with you." Rather than pleased and delighted to see him, however, they were startled. They were terrified. They thought that they were seeing a ghost. Jesus said to them, "Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is myself. Touch me and see." The problem was that the disciples couldn't really see. For whatever reason, maybe their fear, maybe their lack of faith, but they could not see. And Jesus tells them, "Look again and see." We're told that it had been revealed to Simeon earlier in Mark and Luke's Gospel by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Chapter 2, verse 26 of Luke. And in chapter 2, verse 30 of Luke, when Mary and Joseph brought their child into the temple, Simeon instantly recognized the Messiah. "My eyes," he said, "have seen your salvation." John the Baptist had prophesied that all flesh will see the salvation of God. Chapter 3, verses 2 through 6 of Luke. And midway through the Gospel of Luke, we hear Jesus telling the disciples, "Blessed are your eyes that see what you see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings desired to see what you see, but do not see it, to hear what you hear, but do not hear it." Chapter 10, verses 23 through 24. For Luke, somewhat like John, seeing is a metaphor for believing. When you believe, you really see. True believer begins to see themselves, other people, and things as they really are. The believer begins to see the world as Jesus sees the world. Note the Zen-like response, therefore, to the Pharisees who ask when the kingdom of God is coming. And Jesus says, "The kingdom of God is not coming with things that can be observed, nor will they say, 'Look, here it is,' or 'There it is.' For in fact, the kingdom of God is among you." Chapter 17, verses 20 through 21. There is wisdom in the observation by the Japanese artist Soetsu Yanagi. He writes, "He who only knows without seeing doesn't understand the mystery." And St. Thomas Aquinas stopped writing his Summa Theologica saying, "All that I have written seems to me nothing but straw compared to what I have seen and what has been revealed to me." God's promise to Moses on Sinai is being fulfilled in the risen Lord. Recall that promise, "I am with you as who I am. Jesus is not just a fond memory, nor is he a ghost. Belief enables us to see and to say yes to the I am present among us.